that came on the heels of an order to have agencies reduce their budgets by 5%. And this was sort of an added element that's like, oh, and we need to reduce space and save ultimately $8 billion by 2012. About $3 billion of that will come from the space reductions, $5 billion from the BRAC process.
And there's a big concern, I know, among the real estate community that, hold on, this came out of nowhere. How's this happen?
There is. And, you know, the federal government has been the bread and butter of this area for a long time and has really helped the real estate market make it through the recession, not unscathed, but they put us in much better shape than we would have been otherwise. So there is concern that traditionally large presence could shrivel up a bit.
Yeah, and particularly the last couple of years where times have been tough, the feds have really helped a lot of real estate folks get through.
Absolutely. And a lot of the things that we've seen is that they're taking spaces in neighborhoods that, you know, lacked private company presences. So it's really the federal government has been a huge boost in areas like Southwest D.C. and the Capitol Riverfront area near the ballpark in Northeast D.C. You know, those have been places that private companies have not yet sort of ventured into.
Now, I saw in your story a couple folks saying, yeah, we have to wait and see how much of this actually comes to fruition. What's the sense that folks have about how much of this will actually be carried out? Are there leases? I mean, you can't get out of a lease.
You cannot get out of a lease. You can't just cancel it unless it had sort of a clause for that. So we're not just going to see this all, you know, shrivel up and go away. What's going to happen, I think, is just sort of a reevaluation of space needs, maybe being more efficient with floor plans so that you don't need quite as much space. But, you know, there are still procurements out for new space, especially in the defense industry. We're going to see more in the healthcare industry. So, you know, it's not a presence that's going to disappear.
But with the 5% cut that you mentioned that agencies are being instructed to do for the next fiscal year, and this, it could reduce the footprint, the amount of space that a lot of contractors have. It has to worry folks a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely does. But again, you know, this is a space where there's not, you know, the federal government has consistently grown in this area. And that's not to say that it will always keep going at the pace it has. But it is to say that, you know, there's still stimulus funded greenings of federal buildings going on. So they're going to be taking temporary space. You know, that keeps federal dollars flowing in the market. So, it is something that is alarming, you know, especially when you're in the real estate industry and have always sort of had this as a crux. But that said, you know, I don't know that it's going to be quite as drastic as it sounds, you know, at face value.
I know one of the other concerns was that, one of the things was, hey, this is really targeted at folks outside the Beltway rather than necessarily Beltway property.
Yeah, you know, I'm not 100% sure on that front. I think it's just sort of an overall evaluation. You know, traditionally, there's been a lot more federal space sort of in the city, in the more urban areas. You know, Prince George's, Montgomery County, though, do have a big share. You have Montgomery County, the National Institutes of Health. You know, it's a big presence that is certainly spread throughout the region. Another issue sort of with the downsizing is that there's a very complex process to get rid of the space. There's a whole vetting process to actually, you know, sell federally owned properties. Hmm. So that's another complex part of this.
Yeah. Well, you mean there's a whole government process that you have to go through?
Yeah, you can't just put it on the market.
Yeah.
First, you know, you have to check with other agencies to see if there's a need. And then there was an act back from the 80s that requires that you offer space up to homeless groups who could need, you know, space for their purposes
right. First.
So before it can hit, you know, the normal public market, it has to go through those stages, and that takes time and manpower.
So how do we have a sense how much government space is owned by government and how much is leased?
Yes, they have about 100 million square feet in the D.C. area, and of that, 45 million is owned and about 55 million is leased, and that's in the National Capital Region alone.
Right. Well, and the Pentagon itself takes up like a lot of, it's a lot of square footage. Yeah, it's huge. So how does the real estate community, are they looking at changing their business model at all, or are they just saying, taking a little bit of wait and see approach right now?
There's a lot of wait and see at this point. I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, still working with clients that are trying to get, you know, federal, you know, a presence in their buildings for that. And I don't think that that's anything that's going to slow down because, you know, there are still procurements out on the street. And I don't know that those are going to be modified at this point. They very well could be. But, you know, I don't think anyone's going to back off with, you know, their clients that they're representing or even with, you know, the federal government that they're working with.
Very nice. Anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have?
That just about covers it. In terms of, you know, vacancy, one of the things we heard is that there's not a ton of vacant space. The vacancy in the D.C. area is slightly higher than it is nationwide, but it's about 5% in owned space and 2% in leased space. So that's not really all that bad.
That seems really low to me compared to, you know, my mom does commercial real estate out in the Silicon Valley, and I think even their rate is higher than that.
They would kill for the vacancy rates.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're around 10 or 11% or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, this is just in GSA holdings, but still, you know, the region at large has such a stronger or lower vacancy rate than other areas because of the Fed.
And that's really one of the main measures of the health of whether you have too much property out there is the vacancy rate.
It absolutely is. And it's, you know, it's just something that the federal government has always helped us with. And I'm confident that that will continue. But I do think that this is cause for everybody to sort of, you know, stop and think about it and, you know, be aware that this is a change that's happening.